T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66
WFAN. Well, it is a very good evening to you, and how you being at 6:31, 5 seconds to go right along with it Tuesday evening on your fan. New York City, Steve Summers here, you there. Tom Lugauer, Paulie Rosenberg. They're on the other side of the glass, 1-877-337-6666. That'll be the number for a 3.5 hour Tuesday schmooze right up until Eddie C. Ed Coleman at 10 on your fan, New York City. We just could not say a word about it, so we didn't. When we came on last night following Seattle over Minnesota, we chose to schmooze Russell Wilson and Kirk Cousins and this game over the one game and the one team that didn't show up to play it. Instead, last night we followed Monday Night Football with Wilson trying to bat down a pass that became the interception, the fake punt, the fumble, Bailey missing another extra point, the 34-17 lead that became 34-30, with Cousins again falling short in a big game, missing on 3rd and 3, missing on 4th and 3, and Seattle, the Saints, the Niners, all at 10-2 in that NFC with 4 to play. Still, we chose not to say a word about this one game and the team that didn't show up to play it. So we continued on last night with football. And as usual, on a football Monday night into a Tuesday morning, another autopsy was performed on the New York Football Giants with funeral arrangements pending for the New York Jets. The Jets! Of course, they didn't run against a team unable to stop it. And the New York Football Giants making progress behind the scenes. And Daniel Jones, he didn't fumble on Sunday, quoting a coach whose seat is so hot you can get third-degree burns sitting on it. If Dolan owned the New York Football Giants, you know who would be getting the extension? So again, following Monday Night Football from last night into early this morning, we chose not to say a word about that one game from last night and the team that did not show up to play it. So now on Tuesday. It's Tuesday. It's another day. It's Tuesday early in the evening. And we have other headlines, other stories, and you know from Steve Tisch, and no vote of confidence for the head coach. And if Giants fans had a vote, Pat Shurmur would be behind the scenes making progress on his next job. The New York Yankees, a story this evening. As you know, meeting with Cole today and or this evening, Strasburg tomorrow, but meeting is one thing, getting a name on a dotted line another, So the New York Yankees probably know, what Yankee fans probably know, that Cole, he's going to sign with the Halos in Southern California. That's the rumorizing. And Strasburg, he'll probably re-sign with the Nationals, who never became the Crashinals in 2019, but became a better team without Bryce Harper, didn't they? The Carolina Panthers, you heard the news, now without Ron Rivera after 9 years along Tobacco Road, and losing Cam Newton in week two this year didn't help, and losing to Washington, blowing a 14-point lead, made owner David Tepper want to make some changes and look for some new help. So chances are he wouldn't want the kind of old help from a Gettleman. But Giants fans would love to convince him otherwise. So much on the table, lots to talk about with baseball and certainly with football, and changes are in the wind this holiday season. So much on the table. Oh, yes, of course, and this is no surprise at all, C.J. Mosley, injured reserve. Zach Wheeler, we're hearing with the baseball, with the New York Metropolitans, no more. He, from all reports, has a $100 million offer on the table. And maybe from the Chicago White Sox, they're looking to spend. Maybe from the Texas Rangers, they are looking to spend. So, on this Tuesday evening, we do have a lot to schmooze about. So it may not be necessary at all to bring up this one game from last night and the team that chose not to show up to play it. Now, my guess, I'm just guessing, somebody over the next 3.5 hours is going to give a call, and we may have to address that game and that team. Accepted a loss before it ever began, according to what was said by the coach, who's been given a few votes of confidence, and he'll probably be extended in spite of his record, in spite of undeveloping his younger players. And he's been given more votes of confidence from his owner than he's had wins. And last night, he and his team couldn't figure out what the hell to do, when to do it, and you wondered why they couldn't do anything. According to their coach, they never expected to win, he said in so many words. And sometimes, with the unwatchables, the game they play is, all Greek to them. And all Greek it was last night in Milwaukee with this.
A tribute to the unconquerable nation of Greece.
Personally, I don't feel like we came in here with the idea that we could beat this team from the beginning, and that was what was most disappointing.
It's at a group ball. First three. You know you're in big trouble when he steps out and knocks that one down.
They got whatever they wanted, whenever they wanted, and we never took a real stand.
Antetokounmpo with 7 to shoot. Over Taj Gibson. Knocks down a 3.
Brave-hearted men upholding the finest traditions of Greek valor.
No doubt about it. I think this kid has every year has grown.
Giannis, top of the key. Another 3-pointer straight away and good again. And a shudder ran through the entire NBA as he continues to hit threes.
I think he takes it extremely seriously. You know, the way he goes about working and the way he goes about getting better.
Giannis felt that, sensed it, watched it, and executed it.
Shovel pass. Giannis is at the rim.
Giannis driving, throwing it up. In the net.
That's a goal.
It's going to be a goal.
perfect story of faith and courage.
He's just impressive. The league is in good hands. I know that when you got a guy like that at the top.
Connaughton to Giannis. Down the lane. Finger roll it in. Giannis has 27 points, 15 rebounds.
We didn't come out with the right mindset for whatever reason. Whatever my motivational talk was didn't take hold, I guess.
Giannis Antetokounmpo, 29 points, 15 rebounds in just 22 minutes. He didn't have to play a second in the fourth quarter. As the Knicks now lose their seventh in a row.
The Greek forces will never lay down their arms until Greece rises again triumphant.
We'll bounce back. We'll get into the film. We'll own it. We'll watch it. And we'll get ready for another very good basketball team.
Losing by 44. And they were down. Down and outs. By over 40, they were behind in the second quarter. So now you know why. Simply said, we chose not to say a word last night about this one game and the team that didn't show up to play it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.